This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Near triple-double for Cade. Pistons beat the Wizards last night. Mark Champion on the call there. And John, we were looking at the standings, and they're effectively the 4th seed right now.
Yes, they are. They're tied, in essence, with Milwaukee, the Indiana Pacers, and then there's the Detroit Pistons. Now, they are technically in the 6th spot because they've played 2 more games than both Milwaukee and Indiana. So the win percentage
is just a tick lower.
Right, 0.002%.
But in terms of games back, wins and losses, you know, you're sitting in that tight little pod with Milwaukee and Indiana. 4 seed would be home court. 4 seed would mean games 1 and 2 are at Little Caesars Arena. Right. Game 5, if necessary. Game 7, if necessary, would be in our backyard. And there's 16 games to go, and the Pistons have a real shot for home court. Now, it would mean facing likely Milwaukee, who has really given Detroit fits, and it'd be a bunch of games against Milwaukee in a row because they end the regular season with some games against them. Or the Pacers, who won 3 of 4 and have given Detroit problems. John, maybe too early to ask, whatever. Would you want the 4 seed with home court if it meant a tougher matchup, or would you rather stay in the 6 seed and face a Knicks team who they've already beaten twice this season, knowing, hey, at least you got a better matchup?
So there's a struggle for me. And do I want an easier path? Do I want to take the easy road and say, well, yeah, okay, you match up better with the Knicks. You've had some wins against the Knicks, but it's on the road? Or do I want to just say, screw it, I'll take the tough matchup because that's what you're supposed to do. You want the best team because if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. I want home games. I want as many home games as possible. So give me games at the LCA. I don't care if it's Milwaukee. I don't care if it's Indiana. Given the choice of a home game versus one of those teams hosting a series, home court advantage, I'll take the Indiana Pacers simply because I think it would be the most entertaining, the most fun, the most gratifying to beat the Indiana Pacers because there's this developing rivalry between the two teams.
And I think it'd be the powder keg that really kicks things off.
Yeah.
Okay, this season, the Pistons are 1-5 against the Bucks and Pacers.
Yes.
That's in the regular season. We know the playoffs ramp up. I would rather face the Knicks. Here we go. Jim wants the easy way out. No, I want to win the series, guys. I want to see this team advance in the postseason. They have a better chance 2-1 against the Knicks. The Knicks, to me, are a fraudulent 3 seed. They have a losing record against teams with winning records.
Okay,
I would rather be the 6 seed and face the Knicks than be the 4 seed and host either the Pacers or the Bucks.
Would we also agree that this is a much different Pistons teams? And let's just use, I don't want to go back as far as the the calendar turnover, right? The new year. Let's go back to January. That's the last time.
Well, that is the calendar turnover, right? January?
I'm talking January 29.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the end of January. Okay. Sorry, I'll be more specific for you, which I should be. The end of January, which is when they last played one of those two teams, unless I'm missing something, but they played at Indiana January 29. Obviously lost that one. It was the third of a three-game losing streak. It was following a game against Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And the last time that they played Milwaukee...
You got to go back to...
Yeah, you got to go back to December, the beginning of December,
yeah,
which they lost. And it was, again, a three-game losing streak. That was the middle of the three-game losing streak. But this is a much different team now than it was then. And it's also a team that we have seen beat Boston. And we talked about how well they played in that matchup. So, yes, I know the history of this year says they're 1-5 against those teams. I also think this is a much different Pistons team playing with different confidence. So if you're telling me I get a chance to play at home the first two games of that series against either Milwaukee or Indiana, now I guess maybe I'm taking the easy way because I think Milwaukee of the three is the toughest matchup.
Mm-hmm.
I want Indiana just because I want the drama. I want the fight in that game. Not that I wouldn't mind seeing a couple of fights in the game, although basketball fights are really lame.
So you know what?
A few elbows flying, it'd be all right.
The schedule quirk they have at the end of the year, yes, they can actually manipulate this if they want. They close with the Knicks at home, the Bucks at home, and at the Bucks. Last three games. They right. can totally...
If they're within a game or two of different scenarios, yeah, they could...
So what I don't want to see is, and I think I'm glad you pointed that out, two games against the Bucks to end the season. I don't want that to roll into a series against the Bucks,
where you'd play them potentially nine straight times.
Yeah.
Well, look, there could be something advantageous about the race still being very tight and then the Bucks kind of being like, uh-oh, we got to do real good to play at home in the playoffs, and they succeed in doing that, and then the Pistons turn around and go on the road against the team that just beat them and might be overconfident. Like, I actually find appeal in the Pistons starting on the road. I think
stealing one and splitting and then coming home.
Yes, I think for a young team that has very little experience, that's just might be a better route. Now you get later in the series, you know,
you're going to want game five seven at home or game seven.
If you
yeah.
take it there, you know, yeah. but.
I really want home. That's my wish list.
We have one text that Tom has run in. You want to read that for people?
I like how you don't get accused of this. It's him.
Here comes the Costa curse. Talking playoffs only to have the team go in the tank and miss the playoffs. Okay, so we knew pre-show that this was going to be something that somebody from Westland was going to text in.
Now, Jamar?
Yeah. You didn't sign your text. We appreciate it if you would sign your text. But they would have to, in essence, absolutely fall apart to not make the playoffs, not make the postseason. So just to slip from the sixth seed into the playoff play-in tournament, you, in essence, right now, you have a 5.5 game lead over the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, six in the win column, yeah.
Right, you have taken care of a couple of times. And so I think I'm comfortable in saying they're going to be in one of three spots. The four, the five, or the six.
Yeah.
I don't think they're dropping down to the seven. Now, sure, yes, the world could fall apart. And Cade Cunningham, Malik Beasley.
Knock on wood.
Everybody else could, could just, you know, hey, miss the bus on the way to the game and not play. That is something that is always a possibility.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
However, I think this is a team that is playing with as much confidence that we've seen a Detroit Pistons team play with. They have, at some point, you have to rely on the results.
Yeah, look, a six-game cushion in the win column with only 16 games to go.
They're not the Wings in March.
No, and the Wizards are the next game, so I know you can't guarantee anything in pro sports, but they're as bad a team as I've seen in the league this year. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think they're falling down to 7-8. I'm not even going to entertain 9 or 10 and out missing even the play. And this team should likely be, like you said, 4, 5, or 6, which begs the question with 16 to go, how do you jockey for position and what do you want as a fan? Do you want that home court, which is in play, right? I mean,
yeah.
They win tonight, or tomorrow, excuse me, they win their next game. If Milwaukee and Indiana lose their next game, the Pistons are the 4 seed. They would get home court, but you'd have to play those teams that they've struggled with this year. I would just sit in the 6th spot, ready to play spoiler, steal one in the garden, and then now you got home court coming back for game 3 in a better matchup.
Yeah. And I mean, there's just some games. We're not going to go through the whole schedule game. We didn't do this with the Wings, but when you look at the Wings schedule, it's tough, right? It's a lot of playoff teams. When you look at the Pistons schedule, you're looking to go, okay, Washington, they just beat them by 20. I think they'll beat them again. Oklahoma City, tough matchup.
They'll lose that one.
Okay, measuring stick, though. And they play Cleveland at home at the end of March. Another measuring stick. Two of the best teams. So I'm not going to sit here and say, yeah, okay, they win out. That's ridiculous. But they play at Miami. Miami's lost 4 in a row. Who knows what they're doing by that because it's 4 games down the road. Yeah. But they don't have Jimmy Butler. They are not the same team as they were before the trade deadline. Dallas, they're on the road at Dallas. Do they still have Luka? Do they have Kyrie?
No.
Do they even have Anthony Davis?
No, and they're going to play the Pelicans, San Antonio without Wembanyama. They're going to play Toronto. They're going to play Sacramento. Like, there's games in here that they're going to take care of.
Yeah. And so I'm confident in my belief. I don't believe in the jinx anyway. So I think they're going to be in 1 of 3 spots, 4, 5, or 6. And I want them to be in a position to host, to have home court advantage going into the postseason. Just think about what we're talking about. This is a 14-win team a year ago, and they could actually have home court advantage in the first round of the NBA playoffs against Milwaukee or Indiana.
Love it.
Give it to me.
Love it.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.